This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
You like any viewers?
Live. Define live.
Yeah.
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 Zero.
Zero right now.
Zero.
I count Derek's checking because he doesn't trust you.
Exactly.
He's like, let's see.
He's spine checking.
Creep in the back there.
Look, look behind him. He's like,
one. We have one viewer. So, hello, Mamsie.
Hi,
it's
Mom.
Me. Hi.
Is it? Hi, Phil.
Oh, hi, Phil.
We got right six here. Now.
Six. Six.
All right. Hi, Phil.
All right.
Ten.
Ten.
Hey, hello. Yeah.
They're like rabbits. They're multiplying.
It's the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
What up?
Are you getting him on?
Yes.
Ashley's right here.
Right.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi.
Phil.
Motherfucker.
Flanders.
Right.
Derek.
Derek.
Flanders. Flanders leaving for Chicago. Derek, it's his last day as an intern here with
he's
the show.
He's also leaving for Chicago.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, you my are. God.
Really?
So two guys.
Do going, something out there.
Two guys going to Chicago you. By
get
themselves.
Get pizza together.
Do something out there.
Yeah,
together.
Like, oh, get pizza together.
Like deep dish. Yeah, you want deep dish pizza over there in Chicago.
That's what I meant to say.
Like, what do you mean? Like, do something out there.
You
he's going out there. He's going to learn stuff.
All I see is Ashley's license photo sticking from the back of that camera.
Right.
His little Ashley face looking at us.
Yeah, so Derek, thanks for all your help.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, thank
you
so much
for the opportunity. I had a great time.
Oh, that microphone. Yeah, what are you going to school for?
I am going to be probably majoring in environmental engineering.
Oh.
So nothing you learned here is going to help
what
you.
What environment do you engineer?
Other than pizza boxes.
What is it like to engineer in the environment?
He's like to save it.
Sustainable development. A lot of sustainable
like,
energy,
like compost
water
and stuff,
resources, that kind of thing.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
Oh, my gotcha. God. Put the fires out.
They
Brazil.
Pay folks for that?
Yeah.
No, you know who Derek is? Derek is the person that when all the shit hits the fan, he's one of the smart people
mm-hmm.
that's in a bunker below figuring out how they're going to get things going again. Right.
Right? Exactly.
Because so, we're all like, oh, my God, the supermarket's been closed for 3 days. What do we do?
I gotta get the bread and milk.
How do we get the power going?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Run an extension cord?
Exactly.
You know, what about drinkable water? What do we do?
Call bottled water, moron. Open it.
Call Derek.
Yeah, Derek's underground somewhere with smart people in lab coats figuring out how to get everything
or
going.
Or waiting for us to die and then come out.
That's right.
What's that called? Natural selection?
Let them just figure it out. They'll all die off, and then we'll come up and start anew.
And then we'll come out.
Right.
Survival of the fittest.
Exactly. And then they take the nicest houses, the best cars, and just live.
No, we need more people like Derek.
Yes.
We do. Diabolical, yeah. Yes.
So thank you for your help.
Thank you, man.
Thank you
guys for the opportunity.
Thank you.
No.
Kidding?
Environmental engineers tackle the hard-hitting questions like, is a rock alive?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, what is it?
No.
That's more of a philosophy major question.
See, he's environmental engineering. Totally different.
Boy, that's good. He'd be smart. Good in press conferences.
Yeah. that's not part of his future job description.
Nice. And then Flanders going off to Chicago.
Right, to beat some heads.
Woo.
You sound
Chicago
enthused.
Deep dish. Woo.
Is it the windy part of the windy city?
Woo.
I told you about the bean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go to the bean.
The bean?
Actually, Jingles mentioned that, too.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned the bean, too, and she's like, it's this big freaking thing. And
yeah,
like,
it's huge.
But she said
it's
bean.
Yeah.
She said the bean like
just
that.
Just a lot higher of a voice.
It's reflective. Right.
Make sure you go to the bean.
Bean.
Because he talks like this.
You sound more like Joe Pesci than Jingles.
No, no.
They're
no,
about the same
No,
height.
Joe Pesci sounds like this, okay? Hey, little right. fuck, okay?
And you're going out there for Lynn.
Liz, yeah.
Liz.
I'm going out there for her, with her, and I've already been in contact with a few stations, so I'm hoping
Which
for the
stations?
Best. There's actually another, a lot like Connoisseur, but it's called Cumulus, and they own a whole bunch of other stations, sister stations and whatnot,
right.
But I'm looking for one. It's called The Loop, which is a lot like PLR, classic rock. Yeah,
yep.
It's very popular down there.
It's
so I'm
a legendary
to...
station.
Did you try YFU2?
It's been there forever. Yeah.
Mm.
It's you talk to anyone about Chicago radio and they'll talk to you.
They'll
about
know
the
exactly
loop.
About the loop.
And the Bears.
Oh, cool.
The Bears. The
yeah.
Bears.
Yeah, no, that's a big one. If you the need Bears. A reference, let me know.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Chicago
I'll,
very much.
I'll say great worker, hard worker, very reliable.
Epic mustache.
Very good, but just don't cut them off in traffic.
Right.
Don't let him drive the station vehicle.
Right. It'll all go to shit. Right.
You know, it's funny. Fights. There are times where they're like, I'll be going to an event with the station vehicle, and someone does that, and I'm like, oh, can't do anything.
Must not.
Yeah. I just grip the steering wheel. I'm like, I'm just going to be very happy and drive.
I'm going to punch the crap out of a tree later.
Yeah.
I'll just punch myself.
I'll remember that license plate.
I'm waiting
I'll
to you, but you. I'm thinking about how to murder you.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to spend all this time thinking, plotting your demise.
We got an email yesterday
we did.
About insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Company insurance, if you drive the company vehicles or if you drive and all
we're
this.
Not included.
And as I'm reading this, I'm like, what did Flanders do?
Exactly. What the hell
did Flanders
do?
Hit?
Yeah. We have a new insurance policy thanks to Flanders.
He's got a black eye. He's like, so this guy with the mustache hit me driving your car.
That's
and the, I said I was Phil.
That's the nice thing about looking like Phil.
You yeah, exactly. People out I can blame anything on Phil.
Screwed.
So you'd be like the street beaten team.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just, before we move on, had a great crop of interns.
We did.
Yeah.
This season.
Yeah, it was very nice.
And,
thank you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks for people like Jaden.
Right.
Because now the bar's so high.
Right.
It's coming to a screeching halt now.
But I don't think Jaden cares where the bar is. Like, to him, he just walks right through the bar.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't have to try to go
over. Jaden
is
his own man.
Jaden is his own man.
Yes, he is.
Swipe.
See, everybody has different personalities, and that's right. Jaden's personality. And it's fun.
But seriously, thank you guys.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys very much for taking me on here and having me here.
Oh, thank
honestly,
you.
I and really just, appreciated that.
Well, and come back as an air talent.
Right.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you could just leave your check at the front door on the way out, it'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, they'll bill you on the way out.
All right, so vacation time, what are you guys doing? Anything good?
Let's see, I got the Dream Cruise. Well, I got cruise night tonight, Bloodsweat and Gears. So I got the Dream Cruise tomorrow, the Special Olympics. And then on Sunday, I'm at the Prospect Car Show on the Prospect Town Green from noon to 5. That's a big car show. It's about like 700 cars or so.
Wow.
Gets a lot of cars. It's always a great time. So I'm hosting that. I'm going to drag race going back to Lebanon Valley on Wednesday.
You have a full week.
Yeah. Well, that's just 3 days of it. And then the rest of the time is, you know, whatever, wherever the wind takes me.
Right. Yeah. I have no plans.
There you go. Sales are the best ones. I'm going hang out with you.
Yeah, we'll do some shooting.
Going to shoot. Yep, I'm going to shoot some targets.
I have two trails. Like, I have this piece of property, and it's part of it looks like a state park, and then part of it looks like a state forest. And there's a trail system that goes through it. And there's two trails that are still blocked from the tornado.
Yeah.
And, like, if I get one of them open, I'll be happy.
You
can
use it with that thing you got, that cool little vehicle?
Yeah, the Ranger.
Thank you. I couldn't think what the name was. Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. I'll drive you around on it.
Smooth.
I'll let you drive it.
Okay, cool. All right. Better. Yeah. I want to buy a dirt bike and just leave it at your house.
Do it.
Tuesday when we get back. So, AJ, why are you in a cast?
Right.
No. No, when it comes to driving, that's the one thing I can goddamn do.
Yeah.
The only thing, probably.
What are you doing?
I'm here for part of the week next week, and then I'm going to go to Block Island, actually.
Block Island!
I'm so excited.
Block Island!
Eric and I go every year, every summer.
I used to go every year.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
What?
Never been there.
You'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd love it.
See?
Do you get seasick?
No.
Oh, then you'd be okay. I know the only people that can't go because it's a
bigger
ferry
boats,
thing.
No. Smaller boats, yes.
You really feel, well, it's an island. You really feel like you're far away on an island.
Yeah. Where is it off of what?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Okay, so that's not bad. Okay, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Like Joe Pesci.
We had to have one of those on you, right?
Wasn't he just talking about flubbling too before we started this?
That's karma.
I was talking about how bad it would be if a person making an announcement flubbled, and they didn't, but I did. So there you go.
No, but sometimes you sound like. I know what's happening. All the words are in there. They're jumbling around trying to find their place in line.
Yeah.
It's like someone just called like gym class and you're supposed to be in alphabetical order.
Right.
And all the words are like running, trying to find, and you're like, yeah.
No, the best analogy for me would be, you ever watch when they pull the lotto balls?
Yeah.
And they're all jumping around and go, thunk, thunk, thunk. That's me. I'm the lotto machine when it comes to sometimes the words entering my mouth and coming out.
It's weird because I have a very different image. I picture like when AJ sees an opportunity for a joke, it's like when the barn doors open and like all the cows come to run out at the same
at
time.
Once.
Right. It's like, like the football team when they enter the field.
Yeah. Through the paper.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It happens. You get so excited sometimes, I can't help it.
Well, your brain moves so fast.
It does.
The problem is your mouth doesn't move that fast. Sometimes it does. When it does, it's funny because if you take everyone who's ever been on the show, except AJ, and you add up all the times they said something and someone said, excuse me, it still wouldn't add up to as many times as AJ's had someone say that.
In one show.
Like it happens every day,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You say something like, blah, blah, blah. What's that?
If you slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Excuse me?
Yeah. It's like my brain is Einstein, but my mouth is bong hit.
Well, we were talking to Denny Lane.
Yeah.
Who played guitar with Paul McCartney.
Right.
And you asked some question. Did you leave that in the podcast?
I'm sure you did.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you know he did. You know he did.
You know what? If you don't even know who Denny Lane is, listen to this podcast just for that. AJ's,
it's awesome.
It's going up today after the show. So it'll be an hour from
so
now.
So when it has a whole bunch of like hits, people listening, you're welcome.
Right. Yeah. So you got Rock and Roll Hall of Famer to say, what?
Exactly. Which was tough to do. That was my goal.
Yeah. So what else? Anything else?
How about you?
Nothing. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
What's Phil doing? Isn't Phil going away?
I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere.
Jaden just raised his wife. Get over here.
Why are you raising
your hand? Do you have
to pee or something? What?
This is the fucking guy who said he wants to be behind the scenes.
That's what he said at first.
Right?
Right.
I couldn't see Jaden. All I could see was the microphone, so.
Hi, guys. Over the week, I'm going to be going to a Sweet 16 party.
Week 16.
Do they know you're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the guy in the bushes, aren't you?
16, so they were born in, the 80s, 90s, 70s, one? Right. Around there?
between 75 and 77, yes.
Who's Sweet 16?
My friend's friend. She's...
Friend of friend.
Yeah. My friend, I've grown up with her, pretty much my whole life.
But she's younger.
1 year younger than me, and then her friend is obviously 2 or 3 years younger.
That's math, right?
That's cool. So yeah, I did a little video trailer for her. So I'll be presenting that at the Sweet 16 on Saturday.
What's in the video trailer?
Just pictures and stuff like that from like when she was a baby.
You get arrested for that, man. Watch that shit.
It's gonna be a bunch of selfies of Jaden.
Or you're gonna see Jaden on the news being arrested.
Here's me when you were 8.
Right. Yeah. Here's me editing this package.
Right.
Here's me when you were in the tub. The event.
Yeah. He really created a monster because he only started here 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I just want to be behind the scenes, and then we put him on camera and mic, and that was it.
He became a media whore.
Yeah.
And look at that.
Exactly.
He's back.
I've back in the day, basically my dad got me a DJ system.
That's your dad's fault.
And I had a mic. So
I would just practice.
Yeah, we're here today.
Yeah, okay. All right.
More on that later.
Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a nice week off from us.
Yes.
And we'll see you back here Tuesday after Labor Day.
Peace out.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye,
we're
everybody.
On vacation.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Woo! The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.